However, it's kedaita right not to eat.
This is probably the most fundamental sugyas that you're going to have the year. Kedaita right not to eat. Kol saying kayaitze ben or lav kayaitze ben. Rashi explains the Gemara Safek. Rashi explains the Gemara Safek as told the same lav ki yitzvahen, and perhaps it's not chayiv in tashlumin. Yesterday we asked, if so what's the significance of it being a tolda? So we had two potential explanations on what the significance of it still being a tolda, even if it's potter from tashlumin, either a chayiv dini shamayim or the fact that there's an iser lahazik potentially affecting and emanating from the original sugyas of what the makor for Isser Lahazik is. Is it from this very parsha, like the Ma'ari Katz, or is it from other Mekairis? But the Rif did not learn like Rashi in the Safik of the Gemara. And question number one is why? Why did the Rif not learn like Rashi in the Safik of the Gemara? The Gemara goes on to explain when it's trying to prove whether or not Toldos Sein Kayetzibahen or not. The Gemara says that you have a Pasuk, Lagabe Karen. And the Gemara suggests the following suggestion, that perhaps that Pasuk Lagabe Karen, thank you, that Pasuk Lagabe Karen is only by Karen Tlusha, not by Karen Mechuberis. Only when it's detached, not when it's attached. Practices Akasha, how's that possible? How could the Gemara suggest when it comes to Mechuberes that Karen is going to be Mu'ud all the time? And it's going to have to pay Nezek Shalem all the time? Practices. Doesn't the Gemara say Andav Tezvav, and we paskin Palganis Kaknasa, and that the assumption is Shkayev, the assumption is that you shouldn't be Chayev at all when it comes to Karen, and it's a Knas that you're Chayev Karen? Taisa says Mehechatesi, how could you say such a svar? How could you say such a svar? The Gemara doesn't make any sense. It's Tosis Kasha. All the Rishonim ask the Kasha. So the Gemara, some of the Rishonim, we pointed out yesterday, take bite the bullet and they say, Enechanami, it's going according to Mandar Paul Ganiska Mamoina because the Kasha is such a Kasha. Rabbi Isai, that's kasha number two. Tosis kasha. Kasha number three is a machloikis between the Rosh and Tosis and the gedolim that the Rosh quotes regarding a Gemara on Davavim et Aleph. That the Gemara says, what happens if you don't have a classic case? You have a new animal, a hybrid, that's a combination between Eish and Bor. Avnu Sakinu Maso, Shenichem Barosh Gaga, Vedof LeBaruch Metsuya, Venaichi, Vahodar Hizik. It rested, and then it was Mazik. Zok the Gemara, I can learn from Eish and Bor that such a thing would be Chayef. Such a thing would be chayav for what? Ask the Rishayna. What happens if it's mazik something that's tom? What happens if it's mazik something that is hidden, that we know the dinim by Eish is that you're putter when it comes to an item that was hidden and that wasn't megula, that wasn't revealed? Zok the Rabbi Seinu, the Gdolim and the Rosh, you're putter. If I need Eish to teach it, because this is similar to Eish, the fact that it got where it got to, on the floor, through a Ruach Metsuya, through a Koach Achar Me'urubo, through some other force, so it's Pater on where Eish is Pater. Everybody with me, Rabbi Isai? Zokter Rush? No! Since it's essentially more similar to Bor, so therefore be Chayev on Tamun, like Bor is Chayev on Tamun. End of the Rush. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Rosh and the Yesh Menagdur? What are they arguing with? That's question three. B'chayra, what the Gedolim say, make a lot of sense. And Faker Schultz came up to me yesterday and he said, I don't understand. If you need Yesh to teach it, so you got to be Pater where Yesh is. How does the Rosh make any sense? All those questions I introduced yesterday, Rabbi Yisai. But now I introduce a question that I didn't put you on Mar Meklemis. Question of the Rashba. And we're going to, Amir Tzashem, spend time on this Rashba. And that's why I didn't introduce the Rashba Nisam yet. Because I want you guys, Amir Tzashem, in the future, we're going to learn about this Rashba. Did you say this Rashba? Albert, the Rashba does ask a kasha, but the Brisker Rav does quote. The Rashba does ask, nailed. The Rashba asks, and why does the Gemara assume that if Karen is only Plusha, that therefore Karen Mechuberes, what does the Gemara say? Has to pay how much? Has to pay what? Nezek Shom. Why? Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say always Lakula? What rule should make you indirectly say go Lakula? Why? Why would you go to Kula? I want to go to Kula. Fast over rule of the past. Everybody say, what rule? Anyone come to Sunday Shir? What? No. What? Thank you. Say it louder. Anyone learn the Mishnah in Shor Shanagat Zafar? If you're not, you're in trouble. Anyone come to Shir on Sundays? Might say Mechaber, all of our right when it comes to DNA Mominus, like the Rashba. Why do you go to Chumra, go to Lakula? Ultimately, this is DNA Mominus, ask the Rashba. So maybe the Mu'ud should be always Potter instead of always Chayav everything. Why should be Machmer, be Mech? Azoy frak the Rashba. Raboisai comes along the Brisker Rav, and I suggest.
That's question four.
What?
That's question four.
That's question number four, yeah.
Repeat the question one more time.
Why go Lakula? Why go Lakhumra, go Lakula?
By what?
By Bechuberes.
Okay.
Why say Mu'ud, Nezek Shalom? Why not say he's always Tam and he pays Chatzin Nezek? Says the Rashba, I'd rather not pay. Why does the Gemara assume that you should jump Lechumah? Yeah,
there's no din like that. You don't find that anywhere.
What does that mean? Hamotz Mechaber Alavaraya?
No, that you'd be paying
Chatzin
Nezek the whole time.
Why?
If you want to say that it's Mu'ud, then you're paying, you know, the whole payment, you know, that's 75 has it, that, you know, you can pay everything. We don't find anywhere that you always pay Chatzin Nezek.
Why not? Why don't we introduce it now? The Gemara doesn't say the reason is Mu'ud because this is what we find by other things. It's not saying that Karen.
I'm just saying Mu'ud. Like,
you're saying that the answer to the Rashba is what is that on the Safik of the Gemara was that you were saying it's like another Mazik. Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's a good aura. Good aura. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this Brisker Rav. But before I introduce the Brisker Rav, I want to introduce my own Shiloh that I think the Brisker Rav deals with, although he doesn't take it on right away. I have a following question for you. What's the din by Eish we just said? That he's putter on what?
Tum.
He's putter on Tumah. What does that mean? That means something that's hidden. Even though the fire goes, you're putter on those hidden items. I'm not going to argue with you that Beis Din can extract money from you and force you to pay for that Tumah. But I want to know. Klape Shmaya. Medina Shamayim. Do you have to pay?
Yeah.
When it comes to Tumah Ba'ish. So Jeremy says Pashut. Not. And Schultz says Pashut. And you have Jeremy on your side. Jeremy Lewis. One second. There's no Gemara like this. This is my suffering. Don't steal it away from me. It's my suffering. My Rebbe Rabbi Isai.
That's the fifth question.
My Rebbe Rabbi Isai comes along the Brisker Rav and he says, welcome to Mobaka. Listen up. I have avos and I have tovos. Do I need an av to be mechayiv me in the parsha of Mazik? And before I find an av, it's not chayiv whatsoever, and such a din nezek doesn't exist. Or perhaps one could argue differently. That's maybe one side. Perhaps all mazik in our chayiv. When you open up Maseches Bava Kama, even before you start the first Mishnah, your general assumption is Mamonon Ushmirasan Alecha, you're chayiv for Nezek. So then what's the relevance of four Avos Nezikin? There are four Avos Nezikin that have specific rules that apply to their Nezek and have many different demon that are relevant. Everyone understand the difference between those two approaches?
Yeah.
What's your starting point? What's your baseline when you learn Bava Kama? Is it everything is putter? And I need the others to teach me that they're chayiv? Or is it that no, everything's chayiv? It's mamona mishmiras and alecha. And others teach me certain dinim that apply to this item. Let's take an example. Talmud Rayesh. Is that? No, there's nothing here. There's no mazik. Of course you're not chayiv midinei shamayim. It's garnish. Because if it's gzeiras hakosa, then it's putter from eish. So then what's going to be mechayiv? I don't know. Maybe I don't need an av hanezek to be mechayiv. Perhaps one could argue that even before the av hanezek would have been chayiv, now the Torah is telling me when it comes to this av, you're putter. Agzeres HaKos is that you're potter. There's certain rules and regulation that apply to the Avos HaNizik. To the Dalet Avos Nizik. Whoa. Fascinating Chakira that the Brisker Rav introduces. Says the Brisker Rav, Kali, you gotta give me some room. Unless you don't understand, let me go.
To understand.
Yeah.
What's the second way to look at it again?
Is it that the Dalet Avos Nizik is what introduced this Nezek? And without it, you're not Chayit. You with me, Mendy? No?
Thank you.
Rabbi Isai, zone in. I need you to zone in, Rabbi. I need everyone to pay attention. When you have Dalet Avos Nezikin, is that without the Dalet Avos Nezikin, you're not chayiv? And there's no such parsha called Nezek, being chayiv for damages without spinning into a category of Dalet Avos Nezikin? Or is that no? The baseline is, no one should rest on the left. If you have a kasha, I don't want a kasha. I want a clarification. The baseline is Mamonu Shmiras and Alech. You're Chayiv. Yet, when it comes to these categories, I have certain Zeres HaKosos that are going to exempt.
It's just not true. Is that true for Bar?
Yeah. Caleb, yes. What's the difference between Talmud and Eish and Bar and
Caleb?
That's just the way it works. That's just the way the Mazik works.
Mechanics.
Yeah, exactly. Mechanics. Yeish Lundu. Yeish Lundu. I don't have a riot to this. First, get down what the Brisker Rav said. Said the Brisker Rav, Nira Lefi Ani Azdaiti, this is a Machloikis Rishayim. Where is this Machloikis Rishayim? Machloikis Rishayim on the Gemara and Dafbav and Medal. Oh, where is that Machloikis Rishayim on Dafbav and Medal? Well, the Gemara introduces a new animal on Dafbav and Medal. It's a combo platter. It's a combination of Bor and Ish. And the Gemara wants to know, Avno Sakino Maso Sheinichem Barosh Gagav Anafla Baruch Metsuya. That in order to get this off the ground, no pun intended, you need Eish. Because Koach Achar Meuruf. And wind pushed this to the ground. So now I have a shayla. Do I say, listen carefully, do I say that unless it's following the properties of both, there's nothing to talk about? Like Aryeh Schultz assumed yesterday after Shir, if you need Eish, then you gotta stick with Eish. You wanna be part of my family? You wanna use me? Then you gotta play by my rules.
So then the Yesh Min HaGdolim say, this guy, this animal, this combo platter, is going to be Potter on Tomah, and it's going to be Potter on Kedim. Right? It's going to follow the properties of Bor, it's going to follow the properties of Ish. So the din is, it's going to be what? It's going to be Potter on Tomah. Yet the Rush argues. The Rush says, no, if you look at this thing, it's more similar to Bor. It's more similar to Bor. Aye, Rabbi Rush, but you yourself see in the Gemara that the Gemara said there was a technicality here that we need Koyach HaKar Murugo to get this off the ground. We need to extract from Eish to introduce this new Mazik. He says, the Rush, so okay, fine. So I took care of my technicality. But it's more similar to Bor. But what do you mean? But what do you mean? You need Eish. Says the Briskero, the Rush holds. I don't need Eish to introduce it to be a mazik. They're mazikin from the baseline of Bava Kama. I need the Dalet Obis Nezikin for what? To teach me details. To teach me dinim. To teach me that this one, if it's in the Parsha of Eish, then it follows this. If it's in the Parsha of Bor, then it has these details. And if I find an animal that's more similar to Bor, then anything else, then it can follow the details of Bor and forget about Ish. So ultimately, the Brisker Rav is saying that what the Rush is arguing with is that I don't need Ish to introduce the Mazik. Dalet Obis Nezikin are only important and integral to know which category they are, to know if they have these specific dinim and details that these Dalet Obis were singled out for. And no other Mazik has those details. But I didn't need these Dalet Obis Nezikin to teach the Shein Mazik, says the Brisker Rav. That is the machloikis, the Brisker Rav says, between the Rush and the Yesh Min HaGdolim and Davov. Says the Brisker Rav, that's exactly why the Rif deviated from Rashi. The Rif held that your fundamental baseline approaching the entire Sugya is that of course a told is Chai. Of course a tolda has to pay. I don't need the Av in order to be Mechayev the tolda. I don't need Dalet Obis Nezikin to teach me Achiv, the Mamonis, for the Mazik of the tolda. Mamonis Shmiras and Alecha. You got to pay for your Mazikin. So what do you need Dalet Obis Nezikin for, says the Rif? What do you need Dalet Obis Nezikin for? What do you need a Mishnah for, Rabbi Yisai? What's the word? Both in Hebrew and in English, it starts with the same letter. What's the word I'm looking for? Details or dinim. That's what I need Dalet Obis Nezikin for. Zoch Dehele Gerif. You want to know what the Pshat in the Safik is? Not like Rashi. Zoch Dehele Gerif. Avada Yubi Chayef. Mona Shmiras and Alecha. Your baseline is that everything's Chayef. Elamai what? There's a second Dargo in Balakam. There's Moner Shmiras and Alecha, you got to pay for your damages. And then there's a second Dargah Lagabi, four of us Nezikin, about a lot of different details. Tomah Nanesh, Bor and Kalim, Karen Tamamud, all these different details that apply to all the four of us Nezikin. Do the details apply to the Toldos? That was the suffix of the Gemara. Avadi your chayv et hashlumin, says the Rif against the Rush. Why did the Rif disagree with Rashi? I'm sorry. Why did the Rif disagree with Rashi? Says the Brisker Rav. You want to know why? Because the Rif understands Bava Kama differently than Rashi. He starts off his baseline is that the reason you have to pay for mazikin is mamonon u'shmiras an alecha. And what's the relevance of Dalet Obis Nezikin of these four categories is legabe details and dinim in these categories. Oh, that's the way I open up Bava Kama. There's like two dargas to approach the Masechta. Now the Gemara has a geshmak of something. So when it comes to the toldos, do those details apply or do those details not apply? But I never had a tzad that a toldo would be putter and tashlumish like Rashi. Why not, Rabbi Yisrael? Because I have a basin. Because I have a darga number one. Because my background to the Masechta is what? The Mona and the Shmiras and the Lech. It's like the Brisker Rav. That's why the Rif deviated from Rashi. Because this was the old machloikis between the Rosh and the Yesh Min HaGdolim and that Rav. Zok the Heilige Brisker Rav.
Zach the Hale give risker off. Ask Toysis Akasha. Gemara says, Ema, Keren, Tam is only by Flusha, not by Mechuberes. And by Mechuberes, what? By Mechuberes, what does the Gemara suggest, Rabbi Yisai? Mu'ud, Nezek Shalid. And that Chilik of Tam and Mu'ud is only going to be found where? By Flusha and not by Mechuberes. Frek Toysis Akasha, Rabbi Yisai, what's Toysis Kasha? Frek Toysis Akasha, nu! Where do you get this from? Why? Well, we'll explain to you why. Because what? Because Palgan is Kaknasa, and if you want to be Machayev, you need a mucker. You don't have any mucker.
It's a good risk of Rav.
I don't need a mucker. What's my baseline in Baba Kama? Mamar Shras Alecha. It's Chayev to pay. Ah, Legabe, one of the Avos Nezikin, there are certain details that what? Ketan based Chati Nezek, Mu'ud based Nezek Shalim? Okay, so the Gemara's Havamin is that the details don't apply to Mechuberes. And it goes back to Darga number one of Mamun Shmiras and Alecha. But everything's Chayav until it's put into that category. So the Gemara is just saying, very simply, Eima Flusha is in the category of Keren, of the four Avos Nezikin. And Mechuberes is what? Is not in that Dalet Avos Nezikin. Memela what? Memela your putter and Gansen? Memela if you don't have a mucker, you're not chayiv? Says Taisvis. No, says the Briskerov. Memela, we go back to square one. You're chayiv, and you're not one of those examples that's in the categories. So I don't have specific dinim when it comes to this item. Everyone chav says the Briskerov. He takes Taisvis cash and he rips it to pieces. Because he learns like the Rit. Says the answer to Taisvis is Poshit. You just go back to baseline, the motor and Shmaras and Alecha, and it doesn't carry all the details of one of the Avos Nezikin being carried. So there's no chiluk between Tam and Mu'ud. That's the answer to Taisis Kasha. I don't need an Av HaNezek to introduce the Mazik, to be Machayim the Mazik. I need the Av HaNezek to teach me that there are specific rules and details to this Av HaNezek. To sometimes teach me leniencies or specific details when it comes to this Avanezek. But if it's not part of the category, it's Mechuberes, it's not Plusha, great. It's still going to be Chayit. Come on, first of all, let's target practice right now. Shooting them down right and left. But he's not finished. So the Bersuro, that's the answer to the Rashi. Frek the Rashba. Why don't you say Fakir? Why don't you say that if Mechuberes is not the classic example of Keren, so it shouldn't be Nezek Shalom always Mu'ud, but rather it should be always Tam? This is the risk of Rav, according to my Yisoy, it's Poshit. I can't go back to square one. If it's out of the categories, if it's out of the Dalet Avos Nezikin, if it's not extracting the details, so then what? Goes back to square one. What's square one? It's just a mazik without details. Boom, 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 boom. That guy knows how to shoot. Wow. Murder, what do you say? Nira lefiyamiyas daiti to suggest. Something that Rav Baruch Ber already declared in Birkas Shmuel. Is a Taman Chayav B'dinei Shamayim when it comes to Ish? Is the Pshat, let me explain to you myself, is the Pshat that Ish is Potter on Taman? Is that once the Torah says Ish is Potter on Taman, there's no Mazik here anymore? You don't view that as Hezek? And therefore you're Potter in Gansin? Or no? We can't give you the din of Eish. There's a detail over here. Albert, to say that there's no mazik over here, to say that you're not even Mechal Nezek, that I can't hide you, perhaps Nafkamina, to be chayiv, what's elsewhere? The dine? Nira lefiyanei asdaiti, it could be, tali on this machlokes rishonim of the Briskerah.
If you hold that in order to get off the ground to be a mazik, you need what? Bahar. You need Dalit Ovis Nezikin. And if it's not in one of those categories, then what? Then what? Then there's nothing to talk about. Then you're potter with shouting, like what? Like the Brisker Rav's learning in Rashi, it's potter and Gansin. Because if it's not starting, it's got nothing. So then how can I be Machayev this guy to be in a Shamayim? If it doesn't have H, if there's a Xeris, I cost it a pocket common, I hit an item for H, then it's not only a detail, it's gone. There's no out to be Mechazik, there's no Chiddush of a Nezek here. Potter, even me din Shamayim Luchayra. Aber what, Rabbi Yisai? If you hold that my stance is no, I just need the Dalet Ovis Nezikin for details. But I don't need it to be Mechayim. It's Mechayim anyways. And that's why the Rush was able to drop Aish. If it's not more similar to Aish, I don't need it. And it's just like I'll be details. But the fact that this is a Nezek was even before I had Dalet Ovis Nezik and I knew it was a Nezek. So then what? Perhaps, even if you're Mazik Aish on Tumlin, perhaps one could say and argue, you'd still be Chayav Yerushalayim. Maybe this Yisoy would be a Machlekes Rishonim. Rishkov doesn't say it. I'm suggesting. But I want everyone to walk out of here and to understand, Rabbi Sai, that this Briskarov. Now, does anyone understand right now, Rabbi Sai, why I said you got to read this Briskarov before you read Rashi? Like, this is like Gemara, but like, this is like Pashup Shad and Perish in the Gemara. Like, I feel bad for a person that doesn't have this Briskarov. Like, okay, we're likely to have a comment, but like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you read the Mishnah? I'm a little bit joking, but I'm pretty serious. Like, let's read the first four words of the Mishnah again. What does Dalet Ovis Nezikin mean? I don't know. Says the Brisker Rav. Yeah, that's the most fundamental question in the rest of Bava Kama, and you're going to see this Brisker Rav again and again and again. Narrowly say, and I'm going to tell you this with Kitzer Nimrus, but I'm going to tell you, you don't have enough information. But with the Brisker Rav is Medayek and Tesis, I have three more Tesis in that say like this Brisker Rav, in Tesis. And Tesis holds with the Shita throughout Nisach. But without a Dalet Ovis Nezikin, without a category, you are Nish Kain Mazak. You're garnished. And I need to carry the properties of both if I'm making combo platters. Like the Yeshman Agdoyla. The way that I have Rias, that Tosis holds like the Yeshman Agdoyla in the Rosh. And I'm going to spoil it for you right now. The Tosis on the Gimon Vez and the Tosis on the Peyer Vez. This Bistarov is Geshmak, but it's Yusayus. And that is the Hezber of the Machloikas between the Rosh and the Rif, the Hezber of the Rashba, and it's the Tosis Kasha, and why we have the Machloikas Rashi and the Rif. About the subject of publicity and creativity. And with this, we understand the riff on our Gemara. The riff says, as quoted in the Rush, on our Gemara, the riff said, once, why does the Gemara Bechlal have a suffix? Why does the Gemara Bechlal have a suffix? If Toldosein Kayotzeben or Toldosein Lav Kayotzeben, says the Rif, once I found that the Torah, when it came to Karen, was Mechalik in between Tam and Muad, so now I want to know, is that the case when it comes to all of us Nezik? That's the way the Rush quotes the Rif, the beginning of our Gemara, the subject of our Gemara. Says that Mamish saying, do the properties apply to all other Nezikin? But what does the Rif mean? Otherwise I would have never had a suffix. Could Rashi ever say such a language? Could Rashi say otherwise I would never had a suffix, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi suffix is maybe a total not chayiv in Gansin. Of course you would have a suffix no matter what. I don't need Karen to be ma'ir a suffix, Rabbi Yisai. Shaila is a fundamental shaila, a total chayiv. Of course you would add that suffix, Rabbi Yisai. Everyone hear what I'm saying? The Rif is Lashitaso. Since the Rif learns Tolosein Kayetzeben or Lav Kayetzeben, we got me details. We got me dinim.
not legami whether or not you're chayiv. So he says in the Rosh in Siman Aleph that Karen was what sparred and caused me to ask this suffix of Tolo saying Kayotzben or Lav Kayotzben. According to Rashi, you can never say such a thing. Azoy Zokta Briskerov. 1 second, guys. Everyone chap before we ask kashas in the Briskerov. Before we argue the Briskerov. Rashba?
The way your question.
Oh. What I want to say is like this. Is the question of whether or not Xera is Briskerov is insulting? So the wives with the Briskerov. Chevra. So again, David, I'm sorry. I had a kasha. When the Torah says you're potter on tamas, when it comes to H, does that mean that there's nothing here? Or it's just b'dinei bezdin, we can't be machayev, but b'dinei shamayim, you should really be chayev. In other words, what is that saying? It means, do I wipe out the whole shei mazik, and you can't be machayev b'chlal, because there's no shei mazik? Or it means what? No, there might be a shei mazik, just the Torah, nor the detail that bezdin can't be machayev you when it comes to H. What's that based on? That could be based on what is the necessity of the Avos Nezik. Is the Avos Nezik necessary to get everything off the ground? And before it fits into a category, it's nothing? And the properties is what's actually creating it to be a mazik? And Tumlin is just not a mazik when it comes to Aish? Or no? It is a mazik. And even before I was introduced to the category called Aish, you'd be chayav on that because it's Mamon and Shmeras and Alecha. But what? But here, there's a detail that potters you. If all it is dinim and a detail that potters you, so then one could clear, maybe the nature is that that's just a Xeris HaKosov, but it's not removing the whole Shem Mazik from that situation.
So you would be chayav on the Shem.
Exactly. That's my something. Good.
That's Machok Shem.
I'm stooping that in the Machlokes Rishonim. I don't have any Rishonim to argue it, but I'm saying based on the longness of the Brisker Rav, based on the Yisoy that we're building, perhaps this could be a Nachamina. Amen.
So the Brisker Rav saying in regards to Tosos, really if it's Knosser, right, you would need three times, but because we have a baseline,
Tosos' whole assumption is that I need a Parsha in order to call this a Nezek. So why are you just saying, oh, it's different and it's higher? From where? So the Brisker Rav says, what do you mean? My baseline is where? Tosus doesn't have a baseline. Tosus holds like the Yesh Minan Doyun in the Rosh. And mainly he didn't learn like the Briskerov. And it's all Tully on our Chapira about how you learn the Mishnah on Beis and Aleph in Bava Kam. We love this. We love it. So I'm going to call on you, Jeremy, but don't mess it up for me. I'll mess it up. But don't mess it up for me. Clarification. Are you asking Kasha to get clarification? I want to get clarification first. I want to get everyone with me. The bus is coming. Get on the bus. Yeah. You're riding the bus, or you're getting into a fender bender. What?
How does Tosfos learn the Mishnah? It says Mamoncha. What do you say?
You're getting that's more of a fender bender, Cash. Cash. Probably, he would say that's not a reason. That's not a separate category. That's a common denominator between the Dalet Avos Mezik. At the end of the day, these Dalet Avos Tzedik and our own Mamona and Shmeras and Alechem. Briskerov learned that that's a new clause. That's a new Darga in Nezek. That's baseline. No one has to read the Mishnah like the Briskerov. Schultz, you have a fender bender?
I don't know, I have a question. According to the...
That means that he has one and he wants to just get it, yeah?
I mean, no, I don't think so. According to the Rosh, who holds that we don't have any idea of the Tzedik until our Mishnah, how does that work with all the other sources we say that, like, the Hajjman?
No, the Rosh doesn't hold like that. The Yeshman does.
Or the ones who do hold the only one is from our Mishnah?
Yeah, from the Dalet Avos.
How does that fit in, besides, like, I think it was Amari Cates who said that we only learn Nizikin from our Mishnah, not from anything else?
The Isser L'Hazik?
Yeah.
I care. What do you mean? What's the Kasha? Either of it's better.
Why?
The Isser L'Hazik is from this Parsha. If anything, I would link the Mari My far is to link the Mari Cates with the Yeshman.
That's what I'm saying. You have to hold, like him and not anyone else.
Unless you say there's a difference between Dine Mominus and Isser Veheter. Yena Chanami. Vahaftal Reach Kameicha would have told you that you should be a good boy.
Things are,
no. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Well, now, once I'm learning Baba Kama, laying in Tashlumen, now, in the world of Tashlumen, does it exist or it doesn't exist? You know what I'm saying? I guess. Yeah.
I'm not super sure if this is which type of question this is, but according to the
Briskerov,
what's the difference between Av and a Tolda then? According to the Briskerov, what's the difference between Av and a Tolda? Everything seems like it doesn't need to be in the category of an Av to be counted. It can just be everything could be a Tolda then.
You're saying, why does the Gemara care Tolda saying Kayetz event or not?
Yeah, what's the, like, say,
I want to know, does this Tolda, which is not exactly like the Nezek, it's not the classic Goring. So does that does that have a din of common mood? Does that carry the details? You understand what I just said?
Can you explain again?
An av carries details.
Yeah, okay.
What details? By Aish, it's Potter and Tomlin. By Karen, there's categories of the first time Tom, Hatzin Ezek, and the third time mood, fourth time mood, right? Those are all details, right? Boraz is details, right? Now I want to know. When you get to a total, it's not exactly like the av, it differs a little bit. Does that carry the same details or not? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I just said?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
That's a clarification.
Yeah.
Does this mean that Tosfos is agreeing with Rashi on the baseline of the Gemara?
Maybe. Yeah.
So it's very subtle.
No. According to this Hakir, that's what we're coming at. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just a little confused where this Kiyotu Behen and Lav Kiyotu Behen fits in to everything. Because why can't you just say that the Tolda is put into the same category as the Av because they're similar.
That's only in the title of Zad of Kiyotzibah. But if it's Lav Kiyotzibah, so then it's just Chayiv, but it doesn't have the details. That's exactly what the subject of the Gemara is. Is it in the category, is it not in the category, but like Abba the Dean and the details? That's
what
the subject of the Gemara.
Rashi,
no. Rashi says it's Butter and Gansen. It doesn't exist.
The clarification question?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure I understand the question.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm trying to make it a little simpler, an Av has four things to make it an Av, okay? And then a Tolda, are we saying that doesn't Tolda have to only have one of those things? Like, is that?
Does the Tolda carry the details of the Av?
All the details.
That's it.
Some
that's
details,
the
details.
Like
All the details.
Yeah.
All the details.
Yeah.
Well, why, according to the Rush, why do you need Aish?
According to?
The Rush.
Yeah.
The Rush
against the Aish, but I'm done.
Yeah. Why do you need Aish?
Need Aish because this is not a classic board. Why is it not a classic board, Daniel?
What's this on the floor?
No, it's not. How did it get to the floor matters.
Why?
Because that is not part of my mezek. When I take you to Besdin, you can say, did you bury a hole? You did not dig a hole. What did you do? I left it on my thing. So how did it get there? Kray Hakamura books. You need Aish.
But the fact that you're chayiv, you don't need Aish to tell you that you're chayiv.
Sure.
Why? You're chayiv anyways. We're saying that the starting point is that you're chayiv according to the Rush. So now you're saying
Now I want to know, is it part of a category that might have details?
It's a Tolda. It doesn't have all of them, but it's similar to it.
So now what do you do with such an animal? So the Rush says,
so
I can...
what is Aish doing? I don't understand what Aish is doing here.
Aish is now it's semi-putting it into a category because it wouldn't have got there beforehand.
Why couldn't you just...
Is it a classic boar?
Once it's on the ground?
Is it no. Not once it is. Why are you ignoring some of the history of this case? Is it a classic board?
No.
So what do you need in order to get this off the ground into a category? I need to borrow from Aish a little bit. So now I want to know, can I drop Aish completely? Or do I live with Aish on? And that might be judged based on your perspective on the whole Masechta. But at the end of the day, I can't compare this to a board. I want to compare this to a boar, and I can't get to that stage unless I have an Aish. And says the Rush, yeah, that's okay. Even though at the end of the day, it's more similar to a boar, it could still live in the category of boar. Why? Because this could be a Nezek even without Aish.
So you're saying that that's like a defining the characteristic of boar, then it has to be like there?
Yeah, it can't be Karim Bagul, 100%. But you're right. In essence, you're right. It's all in Yanakula. Rabbi, what's coming out is unbelievable, what Daniel's pointing out. And this is what Seltz pointed out also. A lot of the cases of Dalad of Zizikin, according to the Rif and according to the Rush, are leniencies. Are now going to create tremendous coolness. That now, once I stoop it into a category, so now you can popper it. Now you can exempt it for all these different details. Yeah. And without this category, I would have been Machayev. It's an unbelievable different perspective than the other Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael.
what are the Avos Mezikin doing? Are they being Mechayev or are they Pater? Or it doesn't always have to be Lekula. That's why I don't want to say all of them are Lekula, but it's just that those are the details. That's the nature of the din, the amended.
Just going off with this question, why does it matter how it got there?
Because it's not a bore. That's not what a bore is. Yeah.
I want to ask, based off the Rebbe's opinion, number five, fifth thing, so you would be Chayav Klafei Shemaya, are we able
maybe,
to...
Maybe, maybe.
Would we possibly be able to apply this to Todos to Shabbos also?
No. Don't track away that. No. Rabbi Isai. So that's the brisker of, right? Chesner, right? That's the brisker of?
It's the brisker of.
Right? What's the brisker of? That means bad. What do you say? It's geschmack. It's my
thing.
Yeah.
But what is it worth the brisker?
Look carefully in the Rosh in Siman Aleph. The Rosh has a suffix. What's the Rosh Safik Rabbi say in the Rif? What does he say? Help me out here. Someone give me a prayer. I don't know what he says. Help me out here. Come on, it's 12:33 already. Come on, help me out here. We gotta get out of here. What is the suffix of the Rosh Lefi the Rif? Tashlumin of what? Why? Because once you found that Legabe, Karen, there's a distinction between what? Tamin Amua, the Tashlumin, do you pay Chatzin as Dibin as Shalem? Now I have a general suffix that what? What Avi? By what? By all avos and toldos, do you distinguish between the talda and av le'inyan what? Le'inyan what? Nezek shalim versus chatzi nezek. Rabbi say, does that fit with the brisker rav? It's not exactly the way the brisker rav learned the riff. Brisker rav did not limit this to one specific detail that applies to Karen about Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem. Yeah, that's one of the four. There are dinim legabe each of the Dalet Avos Nezikin. What's the dinim legabe Karen, Rabbi Isai? What? First three times it's Chatzi Nezek, Tam is Chatzi Nezek, and Muad is Nezek Shalem, right? So why did the Rif say that the entire suffix of Toldosein Kayetzben or Lav Kayetzben is all about what? Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem. Should the Rif have said, according to the Brisker Rav, that the suffix is what? Is about all dinim and all others nezikin? Do they apply to the toldos? It's not exactly what the Rosh quotes for Shane the Rif. Sounds like from the pshuto of the Rosh, Rabbi Yisai, as much as I love this Brisker Rav, I'm just quoting our aura, I don't have a riot against the Brisker Rav. I have a few kashas in the Brisker Rav. One of my major kashas is from the way the Rush presents the Rif in Siman Aleph. Is that the suffix was legabe all avos, it sounds like. Maybe I should pay on the first three times, like Tam, there should be Tam and Muad by all Dalet Avos Nezikin. That was the suffix of Toldosein Kiyotzeben or La Kiyotzeben. But nothing about Talmud. Nothing about Kalim. Nothing about any other detail. Other than Tam Demur. If the Brisker Rav was right, the Rosh should have quoted it, my Toldosein Kiyotzeben suffix is legabe all dinim of the Nezik. Now, I have other kashas from a few Lashonis of the Gemaras that ask, that are not exactly like the Lashon of the Brisker Rav, but ultimately that's my strongest kasha on the Brisker Rav, just the way it's presented. And the Rosh is not exactly what I would want the Brisker Rav to, what I would think that the Brisker Rav would want the Rosh to bring down. But Yehei Mashi Yehei Rabbeisai. That is the Hezber and the Machlekes, the Rosh and the Gedolim on Gavov. I think it's a good Hesber. And that is going to be a running machlokes in our Masechta and Pashat the ABCs of Dalet Amud Zayin. So thank you, Rabbi Yisai, today. On what? October 10th? What day is it? October 11th. Thank you for joining with me today to start Masechet Bava Kamma and to understand the platform of Masechet Bava Kamma. Welcome to Masechet Bava Kamma, Rabbi Yisai. And then it's Hashem, we will start a new Maritimus new Sugya. Whoa! Slow down. But